Rise and shine.
It's too early.
Plus,
I'm not in the mood.
I'm not in the mood.
You're not in the mood? Well, you get in the mood.
It's a beautiful zippity doo dah day.
How are you so happy?
Well, I am a morning person.
And the coffee.
Lots and lots of
coffee.
We're out of coffee.
That's way too early for jokes.
I disagree.
Let's start the show.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
How's our little TV star doing over there?
How you doing?
Stop it.
Star of stage and film, one Miss Monroe.
Stop it.
Logan Paul was so 2019. This year is all about Monroe.
Monroe is taking over the YouTube.
Yeah.
My friend texted me last night. She's like, why do you keep letting them get these embarrassing videos?
Letting?
You don't let us do anything. I just happen to be in the right place at the right time with the cameras on.
Good morning to you. It's John Monroe and Jackson, and we're talking about the fact that just the last few days, as we've been streaming live on YouTube, because we're not only live on the radio right now, we're trying to be everywhere that you are.
Right.
And we figured if you're going to be at home, why not do like a YouTube show every morning?
Right.
And so we're just recording our radio show where you can watch it as well up on TV or on your phone. And you get to see what we experience every day with Monroe.
Right.
Which is its own pocket full of sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, she blinded herself when she turned on her ring light. If you don't know, a ring light's like a spotlight that goes above, like, for a camera.
Yeah, for, you know, to get you the best possible lighting. You look like a little angel.
And the flash that happened and her reaction afterwards, utter fear. I'm not sure.
It was delicious.
Yes.
It was delicious. It was amazing.
And Jackson was able to grab that and throw on some Weekend behind it and do a little edit, and it's fantastic. It's up on Instagram. It's in a series right now that we're doing all on Monroe.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I put it up on my TikTok last night.
Did you really?
And I was like, yeah, my coworker messes up on the camera, part two. I can't wait to see what part three brings us today.
Only the day will tell us. I gotta tell you, Monroe, I pulled a little bit of a Monroe last night in the sense of she was telling us the story yesterday that she was cooking and she was by some fire and she started feeling like she had the fever and was getting worried that she might have COVID-19.
Sure.
I had my own little panic. I did not sleep last night, like, at all. At about 2 o'clock in the morning, I started stressing because I'm like, okay, when you don't sleep, your immunity goes down. And when your immunity goes down, all of a sudden, that's when you get the COVID-19.
And
then they're going to quarantine you in the other room. And then they're going to kick you out. And then you're going to have to say goodbye to your kids by walkie-talkie. That was going through my mind about 2:30 in the morning. And I was like,
call you John Aroni here on out.
I'm like, hey, man. You're sounding a lot like Monroe right now.
Nah.
You need to calm down.
Yeah.
And so
you're being too loud.
It's weird how you have those highs and those lows.
I think everyone is going through that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's so much, bless you.
I'm sorry, I'm not sick, it's allergies.
Get her out.
Get her out. Leave. How dare you?
There's so much misinformation, and there's so many, I have a friend who stories right now. It's infuriating because I don't know what to believe anymore.
Of course.
And we talk about that off air all the time. So what we're going to do today is we're going to have a doctor on to answer your questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not experts by any means.
I know it might appear so with our perfectly polished presentations.
Yes, exactly. Look at this radio show.
How professional we are day in and day out as journalists.
And they're going to tell us, like, do you have to strip nude after going to the grocery store?
Yeah.
These are things I'm reading online that I'm like, should I be doing this?
Tom went out and talked to the neighbor the other day. Like, they didn't touch or anything.
Uh-huh.
But he tried to come back in the house. I was like, not in those clothes.
So you made him get,
Show Dennis what you're working with, Tom.
They keep telling us not to change our grocery routine, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, don't ruin the supply chain.
Yeah.
Don't do anything. Just do what you normally do. I normally take my clothes off when I'm done grocery shopping.
Oh, okay.
So nothing new here.
I actually get naked while grocery shopping. How is that?
That's hot.
That's highly inappropriate.
I just go over by the produce. I get right next to the eggplants and I disrobe. I'm like, what's up, folks?
You're welcome, Bob Harmon. Yeah. You're welcome.
What are you going to do about it, Kroger?
Peaches are ripe today.
Oh, yeah.
So 7:50 this morning, we're going to have a doctor on to answer your questions. You can start texting us now. Any questions you have up to 844-649-1051.
All right, Monroe. I got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a lot of fun.
Help us out. Get us out of these funks. Give us a pocket full of sunshine.
I loved this story. It's very simple, but I just wanted to give a shout out too because it's local.
Okay.
Also, I don't know if you've seen the Marriott downtown, but because they are, you know, obviously it's pretty empty.
Yeah.
You know,
no
one's traveling right now.
The one across from the convention center, that Marriott?
No, I think it's the one that Obama stayed at on Fifth Marriott.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's the other one. So, we're just trying to, you know, do something to show, hey, we're all in this together. I know it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
You know, you got to stay home, stay safe.
Yeah.
So they decided the other night that they were going to light some windows in the hotel, and they did it in the shape of a heart.
Oh, I love when people do this kind of thing.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Hold up nice and close to that camera there. Oh, so cute.
So the side of the Marriott's just one big heart.
It's just a big heart. And it's just kind of like, yeah, we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Calm down. You don't have a fever, John.
But my immunity's down. If there was ever a day that I'm going to catch it, today's the day.
Hey, go home and nap, man. Go home, take a nap.
I would nap, but I have to be an online tutor these days.
Okay, are we going to talk about that today?
We're going to talk about that today as well, about how difficult it is to teach in 2020 right now. Yeah. We're going to have on Dr. On and Tamaya Din. They're going to be answering your COVID-19 questions at 7:50. I'm expecting it to be very interesting. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I have a lot of questions. We want to get your questions answered as well. So just go to your podcast directory, whatever one it is. Look for The Mixed Morning Fix. Then you can listen to it later. And most likely, we'll probably isolate that interview.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll have it separate. So if you want to share it with friends.
Mm-hmm. We'll put it up on the website. We'll make it real easy to find it, Bubby.
Maybe you got a neighbor who's posting some random stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just take a piece of copper and it'll make you healthy. Like
right.
Here,
right.
Why don't you listen to this instead?
Chew on batteries.
Yeah.
Chew on batteries. Coronavirus can't stand batteries.
Like the potatoes in your socks.
Right.
Yeah, that
those
sort
kind
of nonsense.
Of things. So, again.
Spread some real information here.
That's what we're trying to do. All right, Jackson. Let's get to your showbiz beat.
Can you believe it's fallen on us to spread the correct information? I never in my life.
I cannot tell you from day one of my radio career how I have told people I am not a journalist.
I'm not a journalist.
I'm not good with facts.
No.
I'm great at just making up stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
facts.
Top notch making up stuff.
Sure.
I took journalism in middle school and it was, I hated it.
Oh, yeah.
I was a journalism major in college, realized, wow, this is not who I am as a person, and moved over to film. Yeah.
Well, that's why we call doctors.
Yes.
Doctors, very much part of this. I'm looking forward to this interview.
Me too.
It'll be cool. All right, so yesterday was April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
All right? And most people, I feel like it was kind of a flop because most people can't leave their houses. But the other problem with April Fool's Day this year is that the headlines have been so out of control, so wild, that nobody could tell the difference between April Fool's headlines and actual headlines.
Yeah.
Even after everyone was like, just kidding, it was an April Fool's joke, they're like, I don't know.
Governor Herbert announcing yesterday about how you can push off rent.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, is this real or was this
was it a joke?
Or was it a joke?
Right.
Turned out it was a real one.
He announced yesterday, if you don't know, that you can't be evicted from your house until after May 15th for now. So if you can't make your April rent right now, try to make arrangements with your landlord, but you can't not be evicted until May 15th.
But it came out yesterday.
On April Fool's
Day.
And
I was like, maybe this was just something that someone made.
Yeah. It was all crazy.
Yeah.
Kim and Kanye, they are pretty known for their social justice work, particularly Kim.
Yeah.
Kanye just sort of gets thrown in. He's the star power of it all. We actually interviewed a woman a while back who named Santoya Brown.
Yes.
Santoya Brown was was put into prison for killing a man who was holding her in sex trafficking. And Kim Kardashian kind of took up the charge on that and was like, it is not right that we sent a teenager to prison for life for killing someone who was abusing her. We gotta figure this out. So it's not outrageous to believe that she would have gone to the president, because she also went to the president to talk about ASAP Rocky when he was in prison in Sweden. So there was news that broke yesterday that Kim and Kanye met with Donald Trump about freeing Tiger King Joe Exotic from prison. All right.
I'm buying it.
Of course you are, because that's such a reasonable thing to believe right now. It was all a rumor. It was all an April Fool's joke.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
So how outlandish could that possibly have sounded? honestly, just another day in 2020, quite frankly.
There is not one story you could have told me.
No.
Where I would have been like, well, that sounds right. Uh-huh. Like, I'm at that place in my life.
Or how about this one? Yesterday, people clicked on the headline, Oscar Mayer Wienermobile to be featured in the next Fast and the Furious movie. Now, this went so viral that Oscar Mayer had to come and be like, "It's no. Because it wasn't their joke.
Really?
Yeah, it was a Milwaukee magazine. But it went from Milwaukee and spread like wildfire as if it was factual.
So funny.
Because, again, how realistic would it be to have the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile? I'm shocked that it hasn't been.
Yeah.
Up to this point.
Easy little cameo, kind of funny moment in the movie.
Yeah.
It works. Yeah.
I agree. I think it's great.
Yeah.
So, no, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, just going to put that to rest.
Okay.
The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile will not be.
It's a shame.
I agree.
Well, I mean, come on. Now, if they just throw it in there, it'd be great.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be upset about it.
Maybe in the next Hobbs and Shaw.
I know. Listen, that's the only way you're going to get me to watch a Fast and the Furious movie.
If you get The Rock riding on top of the Wienermobile.
Yeah! A cowboy outfit.
That's all I want in life.
Amen.
That's all I want.
Ben McAdams style? Like, remember how Ben McAdams was on the... He was on a school bus, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
With two, like, ropes.
He had, like, bungee cords on either side. He's like, all right, spin out. And he just stood on top of this bus for, like, a mile and a half.
I know.
It was very impressive.
The whole parade.
Yeah. Speaking of which, he got out of the hospital this weekend and seems to be doing a lot better.
Congressman Ben McAdams.
Congressman Ben McAdams, who had COVID-19.
Yeah.
Has had. I don't know.
Speaking
of COVID-19, very sad news. Fountains of Wayne star Adam Schlesinger died at the age of 52. He was still so young.
I didn't realize he was that old, though.
Now, Fountains of Wayne, of course, best known for...
Oh, yeah.
We can hang around by the
This song's so great.
It's just one of those songs that makes you smile.
Such a banger. Ooh. So very sad news about Adam. So here's something else about Adam. One of my favorite shows of all time, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. On CW, it was a musical about a woman who is struggles with her mental health, followed a guy from New York all the way to California, but pretended she didn't. And it is just chaos. It is so fun.
You drove out to the finale
to
be a part of the audience.
So for my birthday last year,
they
did a live episode. It was their last episode. They did a live concert with all of their songs. And it was incredible to be able to sit there, and it's so fun. You can see it on Netflix. I make a cameo. No big deal. But here's the thing. Adam was at that show.
What?
Because he wrote almost all the music for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Oh.
So he was there playing the guitar. Well, while we were filming, at one point they just had to cut and reset. You know how they swap tapes or whatever.
Yeah.
While we were cut, Adam just sort of starts playing the bass line to Stacey's mom. And then Rachel Bloom, who plays, she's the main character in Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, she starts singing Stacey's Mom.
Oh, come on.
And then the whole crowd starts singing Stacey's Mom.
That's cool.
And we had just this huge sing-along to this guy who, like, created the show that we all were there to see and loved so much, and also got to do a little Stacey's Mom tribute. It was so, so fun.
Yeah.
It was so cool. He also was almost an EGOT winner. He had he was nominated for Oscars, Golden Globes.
Really?
Yeah. And he won a few Emmys because of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. So, he's one of those names that you don't know necessarily off the top of your head, but has made huge contributions.
I just know him as the Stacey's Mom guy.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
I didn't even know his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look into him. His other work's great. And if you're looking for something to binge because, you know, we can't leave the house still.
Yep.
And you've already gotten through everything, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, it is all... on Netflix. It is phenomenal. It is so, so good. You'll really enjoy it. And that's your Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. Got a text from Tabitha saying, hey, I have a one-year-old niece in the hospital with RSV. She's on oxygen.
Oh.
And you guys are like family to me. I listen to you every morning, even on mornings when you're not in. So if you don't mind praying for my niece Lonnie, that would be wonderful if you keep her in your hearts. Thank you. Absolutely, Tabitha.
So, Tabitha, just so you know, I had RSV twice when I was a baby.
Really?
And survived. So I know that that's small comfort right now.
Uh-huh.
But look at me. I turned out just fine.
Wow.
I dare you. I dare you to say something right now.
hey, we all are trapped in the house. We're trying to figure out what to do with the kids, especially on the weekends. Like, you know, the school still kind of keeps you busy right now during the week, but then there's nothing to do on Saturday and Sunday. Mm. You got to stay in the house still. And Monroe has got you covered with No FOMO at Home. What do we got, Monroe?
Well, the good news is it's actually going to be nice weather. So, yeah. So I want to remind everybody, practice social distancing. Everybody's going to want to get out of the house, but definitely try to find things to do in your own yard.
And for the record, that includes at the park. That includes
parks are closed right now. Playgrounds are closed.
I drove by yesterday, and the pickleball court at the park down at the bottom of our hill was packed. Yeah. Like a line of people
pickleball
waiting to get on.
Pickleball is life. That's why.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I went out for my walk yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I have my dog with me. Now, here's the thing that is extra weird. Usually, people do not approach anyone else in the park. Like, you're there for your own business. But for some reason, this travesty is bringing people together. So they all wanted to, like, come up and, like, hi, how are you? Oh, your dog's so cute. I'm like, no, get away from me and my dog. We're not supposed to be touching.
Yeah.
Don't touch my dog.
6 feet.
Get your Rona hands away from my dog.
So, I just want to make sure that we reiterate that.
Yes, thank
our
you.
Playgrounds are closed.
Yes.
All right, so some things that you can do while at home is just, you know, maybe some suggestions. One thing that we have started doing is we're writing letters.
So, tell me more about this.
Yes. We know Nana is really sad, so we're kind of making her like a big book letter of, you know, all the ways that we love her and miss her.
So cute.
And then
fun.
We're going to mail it to her, you know, just to kind of, you know, it also teaches the kids to write letters, which, I mean, think about it. It's probably going to be a dying art here.
Just getting the kids to write thank you notes takes about a month and a half.
Uh-huh.
It's like one card a day.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Yeah. So they are also writing letters to their friends.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm
going
to steal that.
Actually, our Canyon School District, they release a directory.
Uh-huh.
So you can go to the directory and find students.
Real? Okay. Uh-huh. Great.
And write their names down. You can host a paint night at home. So, you know, like paint nights are kind of the big thing.
Yeah.
Well, this one, it's the family version. And then you can go on YouTube and you can, you know, find some painting instructions. There's thousands of painting videos. So you
That's
and the family
idea.
Can sit down and have a paint night together.
I like that because we've been obsessed with the Disney Animation Studios drawings. And, and we all sit together and we kind of watch over the phone and see who can do the best one. Turns out my family was terrible. Monroe was the best at drawing.
Yeah.
Olaf.
Yeah. Might I recommend you just get yourself on Netflix, watch some Bob Ross.
Bob Ross, you say?
There you go. That'll teach you how to draw a happy little tree.
Happy cloud.
Happy cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we all need a little happy tree right now.
Because it is going to be warm weather, you can set up an outdoor obstacle course.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Okay.
With chairs and stuff. You can, this was pretty cute. Did you know you can listen to an astronaut read from space? It's called Storytime from Space.
No.
And astronauts sit there in the space station and they'll read a story.
That's dope. That's really
Isn't
cool.
That cute?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's called Storytime from Space. We Google that. Itself.
Okay.
That'll come up. You can, so there's lots of like cams that you can check in, like live cams. There's one for it's the African wildlife cam, and it's set up right by a watering hole. So you can kind of see the different animals that come in and water.
Oh, just watch them drink.
That's cool.
And, yeah.
That's what I'm about.
Till the gator comes out.
I know.
Crack-a-tar.
I know.
See, I'm fine with that too.
Are you?
I like that.
That stuff gets to be so bad. Other parks that you can tour, though, are Arches, Badlands, Glacier National Park.
Oh, cool.
Let's see. Okay, this is another one. I was excited about this one because I thought that Jackson would love it. You can listen to pirates tell stories. Because pirates tell stories, too.
That is fun. Wait,
really?
Where do I find
it's
pirates
a kids,
telling stories?
It's a kids podcast, and it's called Storytime Pirates. Or Story Pirates is what it's called.
That sounds really fun.
I'm upset that I didn't think about that first.
Yeah, me too.
That's a good podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's solid.
How about taking a virtual glider?
Okay.
The Smithsonian Science Education Center, if you go on there, they have all kinds of interactive stuff that you can do, and one of them is take a virtual glider.
Yeah.
So you can like do this glider thing and direct it
it's
where
like
you want it to
soaring over
go.
California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that ride
that
scares
ride?
Me
yeah.
so bad. And then the final thing is rainbow ice paint. So you just do food coloring in your in the ice tray. So
okay.
You do different colors, and then they come out as ice cubes. Then you put them on the paper, and then you can like slide them around and.
Oh, that's a fun idea.
Cool. Yeah, just kind of make a little abstract
painting.
So
you don't eat those ones?
You don't eat them. Okay. But it's food coloring. You can but I wouldn't.
It probably tastes like food coloring.
That's not the problem. It's the problem when you forget that you had the food coloring, and then a few hours later, you're like, what is wrong with me?
I'm dying.
Oh, what is wrong with you a few hours later? My
I know.
Goodness.
It's like clockwork.
My goodness gracious.
No wonder you're so healthy.
I will tell you this. Last weekend, I went to our website, mix1051utah.com. Monroe had posted all these, and one by one, I just crossed them off.
That's awesome.
I did everything you suggested last weekend, except for the elephant toothpaste,
because
I can't find any yeast.
I'm so sorry.
I know.
Dude, my kids will never forgive me.
I talked it up. I was like, Monroe was telling me about this thing, and it's going to go bit.
You guys.
Yeah, I know.
I ruined it.
Yourself.
I didn't know the yeast was so hard to find.
Me neither.
And the peroxide, too. You have to get a specific, like, strong.
Because people are using it to make homemade hand sanitizer right now. So there goes elephant toothpaste.
Thanks, guys.
But when you have a chance, go to the website. It's just a great way to kind of keep you up to date on fun things to do with the family. Neuroscientists in the UK have put out a list of songs that can supposedly reduce stress levels up to 65%. We're all very stressed right now.
Yeah.
Not sleeping as well. You're worried about so many things.
Stressed right now.
And the song that they say is number one, that the best song to listen to whenever you're stressed, is a song called Weightless by Marconi Union. It sounds like this.
No.
Put this on. Maybe a robe, some cucumbers on your eyes.
You know what that sounds like to me?
What does it sound like?
When my kids found my keyboard that I had under the bed and they plugged it in and they just laid on it.
A bunch of cords?
Yeah, they just went.
This doesn't relax you? Doesn't remind you of a nice day spa? What if I talk like this and say hello?
No.
Ugh.
I'm stressed. I want to go home.
This is not for you.
I don't feel comfortable.
I love it.
Right?
I want a massage so bad.
That's how I feel about
the
whole
thing.
And
this is just like, I'm halfway there.
Well, they're talking about how any kind of music does help right now. And in fact, just a few seconds of a song can immediately trigger your brain into relaxing, especially if you know the song.
Huh.
Which is great for some, unless you're me, where I'm not great with music. And I know that sounds insane considering I host a morning radio show.
Look at yourself. Look at those computers in front of you.
Okay.
All music, buddy.
Yeah.
All of it's music.
Not good with it.
Okay.
I'm not.
All right.
I'm not good at like hearing a song and just knowing it right away.
Yeah.
But my two friends, Jackson and Monroe, they are.
Well, don't oversell it, but I feel pretty good about it.
So we're going to go head to head. And I'm going to have the two of you compete on Name That Tune. But I'm going to go off of this news story, and I'm only going to give you the first second to a second and a half of the song.
What?
Yeah, that for you to name. Yeah.
They better be pretty iconic intros, I would say.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Sure. I'm dropping a mad beat.
That means
beat.
No.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, do we have to
say you're dropping a mad beat?
I'm dropping a mad beat.
Song title and artist?
Oh, yeah, I want both.
Or else we don't get a point, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You need both. And here's the other thing.
Okay.
We're going to start with Monroe because she won the coin toss off air.
Okay.
If she can't guess it, you can steal for a point.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of different ways for you to score and win in this game today. So
I'd say if the one person misses it, the other person gets 2 points.
No.
Oh, knowing it. Wow. Just changing the rules and try to add something right
now.
Huh?
No, we're all working the rules out together.
You don't need two.
2 points for a steal?
Sounds like someone's scared.
No, Monroe is saying no.
Sounds like someone's scared.
Monroe, are you ready for your first song?
Yes.
Here you go.
Oh, I've been thinking out loud, Ed Sheeran. So honey now.
Fantastic. 1 point.
Take me into your loving arms.
Ooh, that's good.
By the way, I miss this song.
Kiss me after
it's a good song.
It really is a good
song. 1 point for Monroe, Jackson, as we go to you.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, that's Happy.
Yeah.
By Pharrell.
You guys do know your music with 1 second.
I'm telling you, you should have had us buzz in.
Well, I didn't think you would both be so good at this, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we should have just buzzed in.
We've only had 2 songs so far.
Let's see how Monroe does with this one.
Okay.
John Legend, All of Me.
Wow. Me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges.
I just picked picture Chrissy Teigen's awkward face while he's singing this song.
Not knowing, like, how to respond, where to look.
Cute, John.
Fantastic.
Jackson.
Okay.
2-1.
Listening.
Oh, Nightcat. That is a.
You don't need
I'm
a,
telling you.
You don't need a buzz in.
You asked us.
You don't need a buzz in this time. We're just going back and forth.
That is Sia, Cheap Thrills.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I get the steal.
Go ahead, Monroe.
And that is Chandelier.
No!
I will say, real quick,
yeah.
John played the song before I even said the title of the song. I said Sia, and he just fired it off, and I was like, whoa.
Well, I thought you would
Didn't
know
even
it.
Give me time.
I want to play something for you. This is the beginning of Chandelier. Party. And this is the beginning of Cheap Thrills.
I know okay. That now.
Well, I'm just trying to help you for next time we play this
I'm
game.
I'm aware. Thank you.
Monroe currently has 3 points to your one. Should we give her two because she was able to steal?
Yeah, or? Is that why she has 3 points?
No, that would bring me to four.
All right, Monroe, you ready for your next one?
Ow.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
That is Let It Go from Idina Menzel.
Let it go, let it go.
Done.
I am one with the wind and sky. Let it go, let it go.
You know, I didn't really like the music in the second one at the beginning. I think the second Frozen 2 has better music now than the first Frozen.
It wore on you.
Yeah, it just wore me down. All right, Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. Here we go.
Oh, that's Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars.
Do you want both? Is that what you're saying?
Excuse me.
Uh-huh. Do you want the other name as well?
It's actually by Mark Ronson, whatever. Featuring Bruno Mars.
I was not going to be like that.
Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars.
Jackson gets that point.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
These producers who throw their name on it over
agree.
An artist's name, I'm like, I'm sorry, Bruno Mars is singing.
I get that
it's
all the
his
time
voice.
From like these label people, and they're like they try to go off.
They're like, oh, look at this new song by so and so. It's like, oh, you mean by Demi Lovato?
Yeah, like
okay.
Zed dropped a new song. I'm like, Zed doesn't sing.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean anything.
And listen, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's I'm all about artists getting the credit they deserve for what they do. And that's not the issue here. The issue here is that that's not the person singing to
I
me.
I agree. All right, Monroe.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Mmm.
Oh, do you know it?
I know this one's so good. Five.
Four. Are you counting her down?
Three.
You're not the
but
host.
But let me fall.
I'm going to need a song and an artist.
You touch my heart.
Jackson, go ahead.
Let's see it. Titanium.
Far away, far away.
That one was released under the producer name too, though, right?
I was just going to ask you, know the other name?
It's David Guetta.
David Guetta, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. Monroe has 4. Jackson has 3.
No, I have 5.
What?
You didn't mark my Frozen Let It Go.
Yeah, I did. How are you two so much behind?
Because I got 2 points for the steal, right?
I wasn't actually doing
oh,
the two
okay.
points.
Yeah, remember? We all were like, oh, no, that's a bad rule.
Jackson's
wait, you do have 5.
Upset.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Jackson.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Oh, Wake Me Up, Avicii. Also, by the way, not the guy who sang this song.
I know.
I come to find out.
But for some reason, we really? Count that one as Avicii.
Oh,
Avicii didn't sing this?
No.
When I wrote the story about Avicii's death for Mix,
yeah.
I got hated on for saying that he sang this song. They were like, no, he didn't. So-and-so did. I'm like, he's not even featured.
I know.
He's not even the featured artist. It's just labeled under Avicii.
Well, I got to say congratulations to Monroe for winning that game.
That was intense.
I don't know how.
I'm shocked that this just
happened. She stole one from me, I stole one from her, and then we should be tied. That's how this works.
Hold on a second. Carry the one.
That's how this works. We're tied.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I'll tell you, some people very impressed with your guys' knowledge of 1 second music.
Not so bad.
Okay. Do that again, yeah.
It was a fierce competition.
So here's what a lot of people probably don't get, is like, especially the first seconds of a song.
Uh-huh.
Because we talk over intros. Like we literally deal with outros of songs and yeah. intros of songs.
Yeah.
I bet if you played like in the middle somewhere, you would have thrown us off.
Ooh, that's a fun game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because like I don't know the lyrics to most of the songs that we play here. Because I only hear like the first maybe 20 seconds.
Right.
At maximum.
Yeah.
And the last like eight. So
you're not getting the hook.
No.
That's what you're telling me.
No. I don't know. I don't know what any of these people are saying. I don't know what Post Malone's saying anyway.
Well, yeah. Who does?
None of us do. But he's so cute.
This text says, we started Name the Tune by talking about how there's a song Weightlessness, which is considered like the best song to relieve stress.
Mm-hmm.
And this says, I love the song Weightless. I listened to it to fall asleep for a long time. It always works. I actually did a report on that song for science class, and it's a pretty cool the way the song is completely designed. That's song. Hello,
it
welcome
is pretty relaxing.
To the JJ.
Just don't you're ruining it for everyone, John.
Why?
We offer couples massages.
Mm-hmm. Please step over here to our serenity room.
Can I feed you chocolate?
Oh no no. Complimentary champagne.
Hot oil for your feet.
That's the weirdest thing.
You made it worse.
You brought the feet in, man. You got the feet involved, and you made it weird.
How weird. The feeding didn't work. How can I make it worse? All right, Monroe. I got a pocket, full of sunshine. Give us a pocket full of sunshine.
You know what? J.K. Rowling. She's the best.
Mm-hmm.
She is the best.
I love her.
Why this time?
Well, you know, never mind the fact that she could be richer than the queen, but she's given so much money to charity that she's not. But this time, she has announced that she's dropping licensing fees so teachers can read the Harry Potter books to their students, which is great. Like, my daughter's school is doing that. One of the teachers is just posting a chapter a day, and they're
awesome.
And they're reading them, and they're listening to them. And it's
of the Harry Potter books?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's super
awesome.
Kid
doesn't love those books.
Yeah.
You can listen to them 800 times.
Oh, yeah.
Still so good.
The first four. And then things get a little dark for elementary school.
Things get a little dark, but
things
that's
get
okay.
A little bit dark.
But it's still good.
It gets really dark.
But she's also launched the Harry Potter at Home Digital Hub, and it's filled with like all kinds of Harry Potter content. So you can keep the kids occupied during quarantine, which is another great no FOMO.
Anything we can do to keep the kids occupied and
growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll
it's called
you.
Harry Potter at Home. And then you can do like challenges and classes and all kinds of stuff.
They used to have a Flash website, HarryPotter.com, and they had a bunch of mini games. I spent my entire youth playing those Harry Potter mini games.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, like shoot down pixies with spells and stuff.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Oh, it was so fun. I don't know if that's still even on. I can't imagine it is.
Yeah.
But if it is, go find. If Monroe's Harry Potter world that she was just talking about is anything like the HarryPotter.com growing up, you're in for a treat.
I got a text saying, I'm in Parley's Canyon, and I just saw a moose walk right next to I-80.
Aww.
I'm 2 miles east of East Canyon. So be careful. You never know when those things turn.
Slow down.
Be aware.
Or hear me out.
Go on.
You drive past him real slow.
Yes.
Roll down your window. Just reach your hand out a little bit. Just give him a nice little pet.
Nope.
No.
And then run away.
That is a terrible
drive
idea.
Drive really fast.
That is a terrible
You're
idea.
You're fine. You're in a car. You mean to tell me a moose is stronger than a car?
Absolutely.
A whole car.
Absolutely.
Listen,
that
they're stronger than a person for sure.
Have you seen Google right now car accidents with moose involved?
I believe plural is meese.
It is meese. That is that's a fact.
Meese.
Hey, coming up at 7:50, we are going to have on a few doctors to answer your questions about COVID-19. If you have any, you could start texting them now to 844-649-1051. Just trying to get out all the information we can. All right, Jackson. Back to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it, buddy. All right, we got new music, everybody.
Oh.
Lindsay Lohan. I got to tell you, I don't hate it either, is the thing. So Lindsay Lohan dropped her first single since, I don't know, Herbie Fully Loaded. I actually didn't look at the last time she dropped music, but
she's been trying to drop it for a minute.
I feel like she did some dance stuff, some like club stuff there.
Yeah. And that was kind of her jam. That's part of why she bought her club in Greece and her resort was because she was trying to like get her own music career off.
She's like,
now I have my own lounge and I can perform whenever I want kind of thing. But other than that, she hasn't really released much.
No.
And she's been, I think, and I understand it's a tall mountain to climb, but I think she's been on the upswing between like
You can look me in the eyes right now and tell me that you think Lindsay Lohan is on the upswing.
I think after she tried to abduct children off the streets.
I remember that video.
In Greece.
Uh-huh.
I think she realized, oh, I've got to get it together. Because she's really, I mean, she got her job with the Masked Singer down in Australia. And from what I hear, people liked her on the show.
Weren't they going to fire her, though?
She was difficult on set.
She was difficult on set, but the audience really liked her, so they were having a hard time deciding whether or not they were going to get rid of her. Here's the song.
Oh, but I know that everything changes. All things turn to basics. Now I'm coming back to me. To me.
Rose Face tells me she does not like the song as much as you like the song.
I liked it.
She just had some fancy DJ mix different tones of her going, me.
If I did not tell you it was Lindsay Lohan, would you have liked the song more?
Me. We should have played it first.
I know.
Hindsight. Now that I think about it, that's exactly what we should have done. So the song is called Back to Me. I just looked it up. It's actually her first single in 12 years.
Okay.
So really, she has not done anything in a real long time. So I'm pulling for her, man. I think that she got famous too young. She got involved in the Hollywood scene, drug use, and unfortunately, that's hard to get out of, especially for a child actor.
Look at what's happening, Amanda Bynes.
Yeah,
Demi Lovato.
Exactly,
I mean, that's a big issue.
So I just I'm pulling for these people because I get it. They're a mess. They're sloppy, but she's actually a decent person, and she's in all of my favorite movies.
I do believe that Lindsay Lohan just needs the right project. One huge movie or hit TV series.
She needs another Mean Girls.
And people would love her again like that quick.
Do you think?
I think so.
We'd forgive her.
You think she's gone too far?
I don't know. For me, she kind of did. But I'm mom. I'm in mom mode now. Uh-huh. You know? And so once I know your true colors, girl, my kid ain't hanging out with you.
She's a bad influence is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. Don't let your kids hang out with Lindsay Lohan. You heard it from Monroe first, folks. All right, one of my favorite breweries in the entire country. They're called Evil Genius Brewery. They're out in Philadelphia. They have released a new beer called Felt Cute, Might Feed My Husband to a Tiger Later. I don't know.
Oh.
It's a Tiger King-themed beer.
It's great.
That's ridiculous.
In honor of the Netflix docuseries Tiger King.
I don't even drink beer, but I want that one.
Might Feed My Husband to a Tiger Later, IDK. So the beer right now is only available because, obviously, we're all on lockdown. Evil Genius does ship their beers. Obviously, we can't get shipping here in Utah, but I get around that by having it shipped to friends in Colorado.
Ah.
So it will be available one day, but right now it's only available through carryout at their brewery. For a growler, it's $22.50. So if anybody's in Philadelphia right now, please go to Evil Genius, buy me one, and then discreetly mail it to Utah, because I have to have... I just honestly want, whatever bottle they brought.
Right, that's what you're interested in.
I want the label.
Yeah.
I'm sure the beer is fine.
It's fine.
I mean, Evil Genius is actually very, very good beer, but I can't imagine that it's going to live up to just the packaging, you know?
Yeah.
So I just want it so bad. It's not fair that Utah doesn't get cool things like this.
It's a cool label.
Yeah, it's a really cool label.
Cool label.
Tiger King star, speaking of which, Joe Exotic, was transferred from a county jail to a federal prison in Fort Worth. So he had been staying in the jail, but there are coronavirus fears in the jail where he was, so they're moving him to a more secure facility. He cannot make any phone calls or check emails while he's at the federal facility. And this has actually been my question for a really long time. Now that Tiger King, because if you go online, if you're following any meme account, it's just Tiger King memes.
Yeah.
That's all we do, is we talk about coronavirus and Tiger King. Is Joe Exotic aware now that he's just as famous in reality as he always was in his head? Because I don't know that he knows yet.
I think he is.
Do you think he knows?
I think through guards and people.
He's always been that famous.
In his mind, yeah, he's always been that famous. But, I mean, now he actually has
the number
vindication.
One show on streaming.
On
Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the number one show in the world right now. So it's always in Netflix's top 10 every single day. So I've been watching it over and over again.
I know you have.
And finally, some really good news. Taylor Swift, we talked about how she just started reaching out to her fans. She went through and just clicking through on people's profiles. If they're having a hard time dealing with the fallout from the virus, she's just been giving them $3,000. She's like, here you go, $3,000.
So cool.
Have a great day. Well, she recently donated money to a Nashville record store called Grimy's New and Pre-Loved Music. The co-owner just opened up the mail one day, found a big fat check from Taylor Swift LLC.
Really?
Yeah. They said, we were very surprised, and I would have to say amazed, that Taylor Swift reached out to us through her publicist to offer some relief during this pandemic. I didn't even know we were on her radar, but she really stepped up to help after the recent tornadoes struck Nashville in the middle Tennessee. And now she's trying to help beloved small businesses in her city, which is just
Taylor God. Swift doing
she's
it.
She's
right.
So cool.
Yeah.
She's so cool. Yeah, if you're rich like Taylor Swift, please just start throwing your money around like this, okay? I'll say nice things about you on air, too.
There you go.
Absolutely.
You'll get the Jackson bump.
Yeah, you better believe it. And that's a big old bump.
Uh-huh.
That's your Showbiz Beat.
Thanks, Jackson. Asking you to choose the news. You're in charge of the show. You get to pick the story that we tell. Jackson's story is...
What's that, girl? Your owners are trapped in a well? And they want McDonald's?
Monroe.
Okay, so we're self-isolating, but how many of us are actually doing things to avoid getting sick?
And I've got, excuse me.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
See, I lip sung for the YouTube
Thank
stream
you.
This time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you were singing.
I was singing. No, that was my voice doing the peanut butter song.
You gave yourself away.
Ah,
you played yourself.
Foiled again. See how the votes are. I was so shocked that it was John singing. I was lied to. My vote is for Jackson now.
Yeah! Don't vote for a liar.
Hey, John, that was on point. I'm voting for you this morning. Thanks. That's from Jamie.
Silly.
Oh, all of your stories are so good, but I have to go with Monroe.
No.
I got to tell you, the YouTube votes are coming in pretty furiously for one Miss Jackson Carter.
Really?
Thank you so
no
much.
No kidding.
Actually, one just says, shame on you, John.
Is it because I mocked the ones who are watching on YouTube?
I think it's because you wouldn't let me do my original tease and because you didn't sing.
There is no way your original tease could be on this
station. We'll talk about it in the podcast extra.
Ridiculous.
I feel like I need to shout my safe word right now. Cornflakes!
The winner by 2 votes, and I'm not happy about it.
Jackson!
No, what?
I really didn't think I was winning.
I was doing so well, and right at the end, and I had a good story. I was really excited.
You
today.
Really
he
were.
Was excited.
I was really excited.
You ruined
Definitely.
Everything.
Wow.
Like Babe Ruth, I had called it beforehand. I pointed.
He really did.
I did.
He was like, "You're not ready for this story."
Yeah.
Listen, the nice people can go onto the podcast extra.
No, they don't deserve it now.
Yes,
That's
they,
right.
You're going to tell that story in the podcast. Hush now. All right, my story comes to us from Toronto, Canada. They're on quarantine as well, so they are not able to leave their apartment for pretty much anything. And they're on a harder quarantine, I'd say a harder quarantine than us for sure. So they really were hankering for McDonald's, this couple in Toronto. And they were like, how can we get McDonald's? But we can't get delivery and we can't leave our house. Well, they trained their wiener dog, Oliver, to go fetch the McDonald's for them. So the wiener dog waddled on down the street, grabbed a bag of McDonald's with his teeth, and waddled home. And all of the neighbors were looking out the window like, what is happening? And he literally went to McDonald's, got the food, and brought it all the way back.
How do you train
successfully?
A dog to do that?
Well, my dog can't be trained to do anything.
Yeah.
He's not that smart.
Your dog, the moment you let him out, would run.
Uh-huh. He's like, run!
I can't get my dog to even come to me.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my gosh, you are so much.
You're extra today.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. So, but there was also the guy, I don't know if you heard about the guy in Mexico.
I told the story of the guy
in
Mexico.
Did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who went down and got the Cheetos with the money.
Yeah.
Yes.
He has a little bodega under his apartment, and the Chihuahua goes there every day. So he just taped a 20 to the Chihuahua's collar, walked on down there, got the Cheetos, walked him right back up.
How do you train?
These dogs are so smart.
I know.
Is there a video or something on YouTube that could teach me?
My dog forgot to use how to use the dog door yesterday, so that's where I'm at.
Mm.
It's a different level.
Dude, how is he handling the quarantine? Because I'll bet he hates it.
He is so annoyed with me.
Uh-huh.
He is used to being able to lay around and my whole family is done with me. I cannot tell you how needy I am and how much I realize it now.
Usually,
I get to wear you out.
And then by the time I come home, they're excited about me.
Your energy's out.
Yeah, but right now, no one's taking me to run.
Nope.
So I have a lot of energy.
Yeah, you and Buddy should actually just go to the park for a while.
I know.
Or a hamster ball. Big hamster ball.
For both of us.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the only way to do it.
All right, so Monroe's story, and I will tell my story in the podcast. Before we get to Dr. An and Tamia Din answering your COVID-19 questions, yesterday we had our bad date bracket. You shared with us your best bad date stories, and then we let you vote for 24 hours on which one truly was the worst date. Jackson. Who won the bad date bracket?
Well, yesterday the influencer went head to head with the twin.
Oh yeah, the twin.
Winner.
I thought the twin was way worse personally.
Me too.
But that was not how the crowd went. The crowd decided 69% of them agreed that the influencer was the worst date.
All this week, we have been trying to just spread the right information about COVID-19. Earlier, we had on the lieutenant governor, who's the head of the coronavirus task force for Utah. You know, we're trying to get as much information as we can so we're not spreading misinformation. And yesterday, we began the conversation that Monroe thought she had a fever. And she didn't. She was just standing next to a stove. And that's the honest truth. I wish I could tell you there was more to the story, but that is
just
the truth.
Standing next to a hot stove.
But then we didn't really even know what to do next if it truly turned out to be a fever. So we thought we might as well get some experts on. And that's why we have on right now Dr. An Din and Tamia Din. Good morning, the two of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with this, and then we're going to take text message questions as well at 844-649-1051. So Monroe thought she had a fever yesterday. It was 99 point what, Monroe?
99.5. Low-grade fever.
Is that a low-grade fever? Is that a number to be worried about right now?
So technically, a fever is classified as 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit. That's an actual fever. And so when we're looking at a doctor's office or the emergency room or urgent care, when we're looking for a fever, we're looking for anything that's going to be higher than 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit.
So
no, Monroe, you didn't have a fever.
Okay.
That's good to know. You didn't have a fever.
No, that is good to know.
Let's say it was 100.4 and it was right around dancing at that number. What is our next step right now? What do you do? Because we were debating, do you run right into your guest room and lock the door and stay away from family? Do you try to do a makeshift mask? Like, I honestly, if I had a fever, if Monroe told me she had a fever, I wouldn't know what the next step is.
Well, right now, the next step is actually to call the University of Utah Coronavirus Hotline. They have a team there that can triage you and decide whether or not you meet the criteria for testing right now. They basically broken up testing into three priority categories. The first priority category is anyone in the hospital who's sick, the hospitalized patients, the fever, cough, and shortness of breath, and then healthcare workers who've been exposed to have any of the symptoms that, as well, are the first nine of people that they're going to test. And then in that second tier would be people who are outpatient, so not in a hospital, with fever, cough, shortness of breath, so the really severe symptoms of coronavirus, and healthcare workers who are exposed to those patients. So Monroe is a DJ. So I think she would be probably in that third tier of patients.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ooh, burn.
She's not going to like that. We are talking to Dr. An and Tamia Din, and they're answering your questions at 844-649-1051. I have a question about just COVID-19. There's so much out there. Some people are saying, it was nothing. It felt like a minor cold, and other people are, of course, going to ICU, and there's deaths happening. Where is this flu? Like, how scared should I be? Is it as bad as some people are saying, or is it not as bad as others are saying?
Well, I mean, it's both. Okay. So in terms of like it being a like healthcare disaster for the world, it is definitely a healthcare disaster for the world. It spreads more rapidly than any other sort of viral infection that we've seen in a long time. You look at 2009, we had the H1N1 pandemic. 60 million Americans were infected. And we had something like 12,500 Americans died, but 500,000 people over the world. So the problem with COVID-19 is that it spreads three times as fast as the flu. So we had all those infections and all those deaths, but they were spread out over a year. And with COVID, we're having that happen in 2 and 3 months. So it's all compressed, and that's the dangerous thing about it.
That's good to know, because I've often wondered, I remember H1N1 and the fear that was with that virus, and I keep going, wow, we're responding differently this time, and I never knew why.
One reason why we're responding differently in the U.S. to the COVID-19 instead of H1N1 is, you know, for H1N1, it was the flu. It's something we had seen before, and we had tests for the flu. People had already been vaccinated for the flu, and then we had an H1N1 flu vaccination within months. So we could really rapidly treat that. So one different thing that happened then is actually we were able to use our full healthcare system. Right now, we're only able to use the hospitals and the ICUs for super sick people. And our biggest problem is we were caught with our pants down. We don't have testing, and we're not able to test enough.
We are.
Whereas in 2009, we could test everyone. We could tell if you had the flu or not. So we knew who was sick and who wasn't sick and who we could treat and who we didn't need to treat. Right now, we're just guessing. And that's where we're really kind of behind the eight ball here, in the U.S. and in all the Western countries, which is crazy because we should be leading the response to COVID-19 around the world instead of lagging behind.
We are talking to Dr. An and Tamia Din and answering your questions at 844-649-1051. Julie wants to know, says, I'm a mom of 2 little kids. I was wondering if the coronavirus symptoms are different in children than in adults.
Yeah, absolutely. So in all healthy people, the hard thing is that they may not seem that sick. And so, once again, because we don't have the testing capacity right now to test healthy people, like your family would be in that third testing category. So right now the health department and everyone is just saying, if you were sick at all, just stay away from other people, self-quarantine, because it's better to be safe than sorry right now. But really the things to watch out for are going to be the fever. So a temperature over 100.4 Fahrenheit or 38 degrees Celsius, the cough, and then the shortness of breath. But until we can get the testing capacity up, unless you're a healthcare worker or you're bad enough to get sick and hospitalized, you're going to just have to self-quarantine.
And the problem also is that we're also going into allergy season right now.
Yeah.
So a lot of the symptoms that you might have could be related to allergies. And so, you know, these symptoms are so precarious, and they're very similar to a lot of different disease processes. Asthma, COPD, emphysema, just a regular upper respiratory infection, allergies. So it's one of those tricky things trying to decide, you know, if you know you have one of those underlying conditions, if you know that you're prone to having seasonal allergies like hay fever, that could give you a cough due to post-nasal drip, or, you know, you might have a slight elevated fever just because your body is just trying to fight off those inflammatory mechanisms.
I need to go to the grocery store, right? I need to get fruits and vegetables. I need, like, fresh stuff. But they're saying, like, don't come in the house. Like, take your clothes off before you come in the house if you go out to the grocery store. Like, do I need to? How much do we need to disinfect?
That's so. We had a text about that also, just saying, yeah, like, should I be wiping down my bags?
Curious.
So
yeah,
that's a great question.
No, not at all. So the key thing to understand about coronavirus is that it's mostly spread by droplets. So it's airborne. Okay, so it's very hard to contract it from anything like soft or porous. So like clothing, very hard. It basically sucks it up like a sponge or like Velcro. So what I see a lot of people making a mistake of is they're wearing things like vinyl gloves or disposable, like plastic gloves. But they're just taking that around in the grocery store, and then they're jumping in their car and using that in their car. They're just spreading anything they come into contact with. If there was a droplet on a hard surface like the stainless steel doorknob or a shopping cart, and they're just spreading that into their car and then bringing that home. So disposable gloves really only work if you dispose of them immediately after, you know, coming into contact with a contaminated environment. That's what we do in the hospital and in the clinic. If you're like a food service worker and you're staying in one, like, you know, station, it's okay to wear those gloves. But as soon as you move to another station, you got to throw those gloves away and then put on a new pair of gloves.
Wash your hands and then put on a new pair of gloves.
Washing your hands, washing your face is really the most important thing. trying not to touch your face is really the most important thing. There is probably going to be a new advisory put out that if you're going to be outside, especially if you are at risk or have any symptoms, to wear any kind of a mask. You know, the hospital masks are obviously the best ones. Most people are wearing just like a surgical mask, which really doesn't protect you from inhaling a particle that much. Maybe cut it down by 50%. But at this point, probably reducing the amount of droplets floating around in the air is going to be beneficial. So that's one of the things that they're debating.
We're talking to Dr. An and Tamia Din, answering your questions at 844-649-1051. This text wants to know, you mentioned hand washing. Like, what is safer, hand sanitizer or washing your hands?
So right now, the best thing to do would be to wash your hands with soap and water for a minimum of 20 seconds. So, you know, you can just pick a song to hum or sing or, you know, dance to while you're washing your hands. The antibacterial, solutions are good at killing bacteria, but the reason why the hand washing is more preferred is because when you have bacteria or any other types of contaminants or viruses on your hands and you use hand sanitizer, it's still on there. You know, maybe the solution is killing it, but it's still on there. Whereas when you wash your hands with soap and water, you're disinfecting, but also you are ridding it from your skin. And so that's why it's more preferred, because let's say you don't use enough hand sanitizer. Maybe you don't get the hand sanitizer up underneath your ring, and so the contaminant is still up underneath your ring, and then you touch your face. So that's why hand washing is more preferred.
You did mention also washing your face more. So should we be washing our face more often with soap right now?
If you touch your face, the hard thing is that most people don't realize how much they touch their face. And that's where I would warn the mom with the kids, is like, kids are constantly putting their, you know, they touch something, it immediately goes to their face and their mouth. So wash your hands, wash your face if you've been out or anywhere where you could possibly expose. And definitely, if you get coughed on or something like that and you're at all concerned, just immediately go wash your hands and your face. That's probably going to cut way down on it. It's really about how frequently you're exposed and for how long you're exposed. Like when you look at people who get sick, you're talking about people in like a hospital room or a nursing home room together, and an airplane, the airport, where it's recirculating that air constantly. And so you have this like higher percentage chance of being exposed to the air droplets.
We're talking to Dr. An and Tamia Din, answering your questions. A few people have texted about ibuprofen. I've seen this online that those who've taken it actually have had worse symptoms. Is there actual correlation or not?
There isn't any correlation with that for ibuprofen. Generally, you're safe. The thing to just keep in mind with ibuprofen is that it is hard on your stomach. It can cause stomach irritation. Some people are on blood thinners, so they should avoid it. And so that's probably where you're seeing people who aren't doing as well with ibuprofen. But right now, as far as the World Health Organization, the CDC is concerned, you can use any of the Tylenol, ibuprofen, naproxen to treat symptoms. But remember, it's not curing it. It's really just there to kind of help you feel better.
Right. So the Tylenol or acetaminophen is going to be good for fevers. And then your ibuprofens or naproxens or, you know, quote-unquote NSAIDs or non-steroid anti-inflammatory medications are going to be better for, you know, reducing like body pain, so on and so forth. And just you would want to just make sure you're taking the ibuprofen, naproxen, or any of the NSAIDs with some type of food just to coat your stomach so it's not so irritating.
You know, we were joking in the studio about how everyone has different symptoms, it seems like. Like, oh, it's pink eye, or oh, I can't taste food, I've lost a sense of smell. Like, are those true, or are those just anecdotal that's happening because we have social media?
Yeah, this is the real problem, is that we don't have, like, a real unified voice right now, because you know, our healthcare system unfortunately is working blind, and sort of we haven't been able to really document all the sick people, and that's a testing thing, unfortunately. But we're improving that, especially in Utah. We're very lucky because we've ramped up the testing capacity, which I'll talk about in a second. But right now, just remember, we are still in flu season, so we have flu A and B still floating around. We still have strep floating around. So if you don't meet the criteria for COVID-19 with the fever, the cough, and the shortness of the breath, It's totally worth getting coming in and getting seen by somebody, and just getting tested for the things that can be treated, because we don't want to spread those things too. The last thing you want is for someone you love who's over the age of 60, who's got, you know, a risk to get strep or the flu, and then on top of it get exposed to COVID. Then they're much more likely to get hospitalized. And that's where it is, like, healthy people, the young mom and her kids, you don't have to worry so much about it killing you. But what we have to worry about is that you will catch it and spread it to someone you love and care about. And so that's where the real emergency is like taking care of all of the people who live in Salt Lake and in Utah and keeping them safe.
Producer Danny, I know you have a question.
So speaking of the flu, I just want to know, like, if/when there is a vaccine available, will we be, like, getting it yearly? Is it a shot that we just need once?
Yeah, at this point, we don't really know right now. We don't really know because they're, you know, just in the preliminary phases of starting to try to develop a vaccine. We won't know until they get closer to finalizing it. If it's going to be a one-time, once a year thing, or if it's going to be something where, you know, like measles, mumps, and rubella, where you need multiple shots over the course of a period of time.
One thing to keep in mind, guys, is that the coronavirus is not the same as the flu virus. Those are two different kinds of viruses. The coronavirus is actually more related to the cold virus, right? Which we know there are 100 different cold viruses out there. And you could have a different cold virus every day of your life. You could have two different cold viruses every day of your life for 60 years, and you won't repeat the same cold virus. So the flu, on the other hand, is different in that the flu virus itself mutates every single year, okay? But it takes a year to get to the other side of the country. So we have a year in advance to see what the flu is doing on the other side of the world. Know what that flu is and make a vaccine for it. And we get lucky sometimes. Sometimes we guess wrong. We don't really quite cover the flu. Like I said, this year the flu vaccine did a pretty good job. We didn't have a really bad flu season. And this year we had both flu A and flu B pretty commonly in the Salt Lake area. So coronavirus is a little bit different. Our hope is that you get it once and then you're protected, but we won't know until they follow all the people who have recovered in South Korea, follow all the people who have recovered in Singapore and China, and also in the U.S. over the next year to see how long do they maintain those antibodies and prevent themselves from being able to get the coronavirus. But usually for these types of virus, if you have antibodies against it, you're good for life against that one specific coronavirus. But if it mutates, you know, obviously all bets are off.
Dr. An and Tamia Din, I really do appreciate you taking the time. Monroe, you have a question you
just
want?
Just one more quick question. Okay. How long does it take to act, if you do have COVID-19, how long does it take to recover?
It's about 14 days. That's why they're doing the 14-day quarantine. So
You're
basically peaking and getting most severe in terms of like the severe fever and cough. When you're coughing is when you're the most contagious, and then you're shooting out the droplets. And then it's waning over that next week, and you're pretty much done by the end of the 14 days. That's why we're trying to get everyone to be really strict over these next 14 days. I mean, let me say one positive thing, okay? So if you look at Utah, we have 3 million people in Utah. You look at the country that has done the best job of controlling coronavirus, that's Singapore, they have 5 million people. So on a per capita basis, we're kind of similar to Singapore, okay? They started reacting to COVID-19 a month before us, and they were able to do 2,000 tests per day, okay? And they kept their total number of sick people down to just 879, which is super low, and only 3 deaths, okay?
Wow.
This is data from Monday. So Utah, currently, we're a month behind, but we only have 806 people who are sick and only 4 deaths. We're very similar in numbers to Singapore. And we just recently got our capacity up through AirUp, the U, LabCorp, and IHC to test 2,600 to 3,000 people per day. So we're a little bit behind the gun, but we have the opportunity in Utah to keep our COVID-19 outbreak minimal if everyone does a really good job of staying away from each other, especially if you get sick. And then if we can really ramp up that testing and know who's sick. So that's when you look at the news, you're hearing about the disasters in Seattle and in New York. Those are bigger cities. We should be looking at Utah as its own little, like, almost like mini country or mini state with its own little biosphere. We could potentially keep our infection rate down closer to, like, Singapore and do a really good job and get this curve heading back down in the other direction and maybe return to work sooner than the rest of the country so that we can do what we would normally do in this situation, which is send our, you know, great healthcare workers to other places in need to help them. You know, back when there was a hurricane in New Orleans, Utah workers went there to help, you know. The tough thing about this is now we've got all these great healthcare workers and everyone's paralyzed. No one gets to move. No one gets to leave. And even our healthcare system here, we're only utilizing a small fraction of it. Most of the outpatient workers, like in the clinic, are seeing fewer patients and doing less of the care. Whereas normally for the flu, we're busier. We're taking care of people. We're giving vaccinations. We're giving out medications for that.
It's a message of hope. Dr. An and Tamia Din, thank you so much for just helping us kind of understand things better, because there's a lot of confusion. And, man, social media will take you down a dark rabbit hole.
Yeah, what I tell people is give yourself a set limit of time that you will allow yourself to kind of be online and be inundated with all of this information, whether it's accurate or not accurate, and then just cut it off. Go outside, get some sun, get some vitamin D with sunscreen on and protection. Stay at least 6 feet away from people. If you're sick, stay inside. You know, try to limit the personal contact that you have with other people. Wash your hands. And try to just remain calm, positive, happy, and spread love.
Yeah, and stop buying all the toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, have a great day, okay?
It is not a diarrhea.
All right, let's play Mix Home Score. Good morning, JD. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. JD's in fifth grade. It goes to Endeavor Hall off of Decker Lake.
Sounds fancy.
JD, you must be pretty confident right now that you're going to whoop Jackson if you're an Endeavor Hall student.
Yes, I am.
She's confident.
Do you have a favorite class in fifth grade? I should say.
My art class.
Your art class.
Okay.
Do you draw? Do you paint? What kind of art are you really into?
I'm into, like, painting a lot.
Okay.
So. Cool.
Oh, I like that.
That's super cool.
Do you have a specific item that you like to paint? Is it, like, a bowl of fruit? Are you looking more at landscapes?
Aliens, perhaps.
Oh, aliens.
I'd like an alien painting.
Well, we've been working on a Mona Lisa, and that's probably my favorite right now.
Oh, Jackson, you're going to lose bad.
I'm sorry,
this
buddy.
Is not going to go well for you.
I got nervous all of a sudden. I'm just painting the Mona Lisa.
I know, no big deal.
Excuse me.
Well, JD, here's how it works. We are going to ask you a trivia question. You'll have the chance to answer it. You get it right, great, you get a point. If you get it wrong, Jackson is going to be able to steal that point. And if you win, we're going to buy you lunch from Corner Bakery Cafe. Corner Bakery Cafe heard about Mixed Homeschool. They want to get involved and have kids have a fun lunch for a change instead of just every day eating at home.
Right.
And so they're going to get you lunch. And the great thing about Corner Bakery Cafe is they're open for everyone right now while practicing all of the appropriate social distancing. You can make your order and then go pick it up at cornerbakerycafe.com or go to Grubhub and search for Corner Bakery Cafe. JD, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Which language is the most widely spoken in South America?
Spanish?
That is correct.
Good job.
Nice job. 1 point for JD. I would have gone with, like, Portuguese, thinking, like, Brazil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's so... that's the thing. Is it number of people or is it landmass?
That'd be a fair question to ask our trivia question writer, producer Danny, at some point, but not me right now.
You're just going to throw Danny under the bus like that?
See that bus?
She's there to help us, not to be a scapegoat.
Just push her right in front. All right, JD. The person in a novel who tells the story from a third-person perspective is called a what?
Narrator?
That is good work. Very impressive. Wow.
Nice.
Man.
I knew it.
I now feel like I changed a few of the questions.
You should have made them a little harder.
I should go back the other way.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm going to have to... pardon me for a second, JD. I need to turn over to Monroe. Do we go back to the original five?
Maybe throw one of them out?
One of them out and keep one in? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. JD.
Yes.
How many letters are in the English alphabet?
26.
Dang.
That wasn't hard.
That was one of the hard ones that we were... thinking.
That was one of the,
hard ones we were talking about.
Everybody knows that there's 26 letters in the alphabet, John.
Maybe not fifth graders.
But yeah.
Did you ever stop to consider that?
JD at three. Jackson, waiting still to play.
Okay.
You're on the bench.
I know. I'm just hanging out over here.
Yeah.
Ask the other hard one because I think that was legit hard.
You want the super duper hard? JD, are you ready for the super duper hard one?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Adding conjunctions such as and or but turns a simple sentence into what type of sentence? You asked for it, by the way, JD.
Yeah,
I just want to point out, this isn't on me. This isn't on me. Did you get it?
A conjunction?
A conjunction. It is what? Not a conjunction. Jackson for the steal.
The and or is the conjunction, which turns a simple sentence into a compound sentence.
That is absolutely correct. Jackson on the board with one.
I needed to show up at least once.
Show up and show off.
A little bit.
You needed a little bit of everything.
Compound words are where you combine two words, like cow and boy for cowboy.
The only English I know is all the jingles they taught during the commercial.
Conjunction, junction.
Conjunction, junction. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more. Another tough one. The JD.
Yes.
What ocean is off the California coast?
Pacific.
Well,
good job.
4 points for JD. Jackson with only one. JD wins the game.
Good work. Yeah.
I got to say, that is very impressive.
Thank you.
JD, well done. Not only did you make your family proud, you made Endeavor Hall proud today.
Yeah, no joke. You did a great job.
Corner Bakery is going to get you lunch. We're also going to send you the audio so you can play for all of your friends and family, okay?
Okay.
Be safe out there. And if you want to play, if you're interested in going up against Jackson and all the might that he just showed with his compound answer, just text us right now and producer Danny will line up a game.
844-649-1051.
844-MIX-1051.
One last time. Jackson, let's do the show, Biz Beat.
Let's do it, buddy. This is the craziest story I have ever heard.
Okay.
And it comes from Cher's house. Because
naturally,
that would be the craziest place in the United States of America,
yeah.
I think.
Sounds right.
Okay, so we know Val Kilmer had cancer. It took him a long time to recover from his cancer.
Yeah.
Did you know that when he was recovering, he stayed with Cher at her house?
No, he didn't. What?
So he tells this story about how he was living with Cher while he was recovering. I don't know why. I don't know how they know each other, you know, other than just they're both famous. But he was staying at her house while he was dealing with this. Well, one night he threw up blood, which is horrifying.
Yeah.
So and this is like earlier on in his stay there. So Cher calls her on-site paramedic because Cher has an on-site paramedic. All right.
Wait. An on-site. Okay.
Yes, yeah, someone's just ready to go at all times.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah.
Half cocked, ready to just like give you some IV fluids or something.
I need an on-site paramedic.
Yeah.
Listen, how do I get that job?
It's not Cher's on-site. Well, I'll tell you how you do it. You be super duper hot. Because so Cher is freaking out. Val Kilmer is throwing up blood. The paramedic busts into the door. Val took one look at him and just started laughing hysterically because, of course, Cher's on-site paramedic is the hottest man he's ever seen. and so Cher's like, what is wrong with you? And he's like, why is your paramedic so hot? And they both started cracking up while he's throwing up blood.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude.
So if you're sick, which celebrity do you want to stay with? Who are you living with if you're trying to recover?
I think Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively would
he'll
be
take
a good,
such great care of you.
Or you know who else would? John Krasinski and
Emily Blunt
would also take very good
They're
care.
They're such good parents.
Yeah.
They're America's parents.
I feel like they'll coddle me.
I feel like they'd give you some tough love, though, too.
You think so?
Like, John, it's time to get out of bed.
Mm-mm.
Your face has been... your colors return.
I need someone to baby me for a lot longer than.
Yeah. I feel like they wouldn't call me. Oh, well, then John and Emily. Work.
Yeah, you're gonna need like an obsessive celebrity, someone who will like just drop everything and baby you. Selena Gomez.
Oh my gosh.
I would stay with her. I'd be like, you know what? You're right. He did you wrong, girl. Oh, I know.
I don't know. I feel like if I'm picking a home health nurse out of the celebrity pool, I want it to be. Oh, you know what? We talked not too long ago about how Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman took in Mara Wilson from the Matilda movie after her mom died. I'd let them take me in and take care of me. I think that's great.
That is. I don't know who I'd want. I kind of would want Oprah, just because, you know.
She's got all the money.
Oprah does have the money.
So she'll buy you a whole, like, medical team. She'll just build you a hospital wing in her backyard if she doesn't already have one.
I feel like she'd hug me, too.
Yeah. Unless we're still social distancing, in which case, don't hug any sick people.
As long as I'm not Stedman. I feel like she'll show me some great affection.
Tiger King star Carol Baskin. You know, the Florida one. Big cat rescue lady. Mm-hmm. She's the one that has allegedly killed her husband. She did it.
Allegedly.
Well, she's saying that the documentary left a ton of stuff out.
Okay.
She's like, here's the thing. They all made the documentary made it look like I have this enormous meat grinder that I could stuff a whole body into, and that's what happened. She goes, it couldn't fit a hand into it. It was tiny, so Netflix just found stock footage of a bigger meat grinder and slapped that
in
there.
No way, really?
Yeah, that's what she's saying. Now, I'm not convinced that she didn't kill her husband, but I don't necessarily think she fed him to the tigers either. I think there's a lot of different ways.
Well,
so.
I mean, and, you know, it could be a small meat grinder.
Yeah, tiny
pieces.
I mean, it
just take you longer, right?
Tiny
Gross.
Pieces.
All right, that's your showbiz beat.
Thanks, Jackson. Before we get to the celebrity birthday game, I got a text saying, morning, guys. I'm listening to yesterday's podcast about the face mask, and I have a friend who owns a cleaning company, and she is making face masks out of cloth and is donating them. In fact, she donated 50 masks yesterday.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and her Instagram is Shine Homes Cleaning. So if you want to look at Shine Homes Cleaning. But I think that's really cool. Anyone who's helping out right now, absolutely. Should we play the birthday game?
Yes.
Here we go.
Ready. Hold on.
Oh, she's getting ready. She's chugging her Pepsi. She's focused.
That was aggressive. That was aggressive.
She finished that entire can, broke it down
crushed
in her
it
hand.
Crushed it onto her head.
Yeah, and then she threw it at you.
Yeah.
Oh, she's I had one open.
An animal.
Did you just hear her? She had one open.
Uh-huh.
But she had to get another one. Yesterday's birthdays, although famous, they weren't the greatest of people.
Nah, crappy people.
Today, just not great celebrities.
At all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I feel like this is happening more and more during the birthday game. We started really strong.
I don't know how that's possible.
Are celebrities all born in like November, December?
Because every day it's usually huge, and then you get these weird days like today. For example, by the way, producer Danny is playing.
Hello.
We got Jackson. We have Monroe. Filling out my score sheet here.
Yeah.
Monroe gets to start it off with a happy birthday to American Idol winner of season 9. Of course, that would be... You're exactly right.
Smith.
Lee DeWise.
Oh,
yes.
Lee DeWise.
Lee DeWise Smith, actually.
Yes.
It's hyphenated.
It's
we don't usually use the Smith part.
No, of course not.
No.
Yeah. No.
Lee DeWise, winner of the 9th season. That's all I got for you.
That's
Monroe.
It?
Pretty much all he did.
Well, I like that we're starting with this one because it's a real shot in the dark.
Super cute. That's the cutie.
I looked up... a song to try to like reference. There was nothing.
It's all
for me.
American Idol. Covers.
Yeah, pretty much. Monroe, how old is Lee DeWise today?
Lee DeWise. I'm gonna say he is 36.
36. Producer Danny.
Well, I have no idea because I stopped watching after David Archuleta lost.
You bailed after David Archuleta.
Yeah.
So was
early.
It because David Archuleta?
Yeah, I was really sad.
Were you? Were you part of the David Archuleta fan group?
Yeah. I was in like fifth grade and it broke my heart. I just stopped watching.
I just moved out to Utah when David Archuleta had...
he was the hottest name on the block.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was big.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to gauge 37.
37. So 36 and 37. Jackson.
I don't know. I'm going to go
Lee
younger.
DeWise.
I'm going to go way younger, honestly. I'm going to say 25.
34. Jackson gets
Whoa!
The point.
Yeah!
Man. Lita, I went one over.
Lita Wise is so excited that a radio station is talking about him right now. It's a big day for Lita Wise. Happy birthday, Michael Fassbender.
Oh,
that's a big name.
That's a big name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Action star.
Magneto and X-Man. Yeah. That's probably the best way to know him.
Yeah. What else has he done, though?
He was in Inglourious Basterds. Mm-hmm. He played the robot in Prometheus. He was in 12 Years a Slave.
Ugh. Oh, man.
You
want to
ruin
one.
Your whole life.
Wait,
yeah,
was
no
he
kidding.
In the other one?
X-Men. Michael Fassbender. He was on a HBO show as well. Is that what you're thinking of?
No. Okay. It's another Quentin Tarantino movie.
Possibly.
Django?
Django Unchained.
Oh, is he in that? I don't know if he's in that or not.
Maybe.
Okay.
Danny, how old is Michael Fassbender?
I have no idea. 45.
45 from producer Danny. Jackson.
48.
48. Monroe.
Michael Fassbender, huh? I don't know. Maybe you guys went over.
Maybe.
Maybe, maybe I'll go $1, Bob.
Going $1. So we play Price is Right rules, meaning if you go over, you're out. 43. Monroe plays her cards
right.
Wow. She gets the point.
You were so close.
Dang it.
Danny.
Tied
so
up.
Close, honey. It
Monroe
sucks, doesn't it?
And Jackson as we go to our final birthday of the day.
Wow.
2-1. The great Emmylou Harris.
I know the name. Why do I know the name?
Because she's a folk singer who Grammys will always have her come up and play.
Okay, that's not who
my
I was thinking.
My aunt loves Emmylou
There you go. That sounds right. Usually if you
I've
talk
heard
about,
that name.
Yeah, if you talk about Emmylou Harris, the next thing should be like, my aunt likes. Or that's Emmylou Harris.
On
yeah,
her
that's
birthday.
Oh, it's me?
On her birthday?
Emmylou
Harris. I was
thinking
Emmy Rossum, but that's not.
No, that's
the
a very
person.
Big difference between the two.
Okay, age-wise, great to know.
What do you got, Jackson?
I'm going to say that Emmy is 50 today.
50. Monroe.
I don't know. Maybe 60?
60. Producer Danny.
40. I don't think she's that old.
40. 73. Gang.
What?
73.
Was that a sweep?
No, Jackson
no.
got the first one,
oh,
but
yeah.
Monroe gets 2 points. Monroe wins the game.
Give it up for her.
Wow.
Why not?
Give it up for her.
Happy birthday, Emmylou Harris. Monroe, you got a pocket full of sunshine for us.
I got it.
What do you got?
Well, another company figuring out a way that they can step up and help healthcare workers and the shortages that we're having just all over. And it comes from none other than NASCAR.
Really?
Believe it or not. Yeah. So they are helping to make those face shields, you know, those like sneeze guards that
yes.
everybody's wearing for healthcare workers, which I think is probably to them more important than the actual masks themselves.
Keeps
right?
any fluids from coming at mm-hmm. you. Yeah.
Yeah. So engineers are using 5 3D printers as NASCAR's Research and Technology Center to make shields running the machines up to 18 hours a day to print as many as possible.
No
so
kidding.
Like 5 3D printers.
That's wild.
That's
and
crazy.
And something as simple as that, I'm sure.
Can save a life.
Yeah.
You know, I heard someone be like, everyone's making these. We're going to have too many. And there's no such thing because in a perfect world, we'd have it all stockpiled for next time.
Right.
Right.
There's an interview where they talk about you have to look at this more like a war.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to have the stuff ready to go, much like you have a bunch of missiles ready to go.
Right.
Just in case we are attacked by a virus, we mm-hmm. can be like, we got respirators ready to go. We got our respirators ready to go. We got shields ready to go. Like, so we need to start stockpiling. So
yeah,
I think
totally.
This is great.
Also, like, how many of these things are we going to have to discard and,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
like that can't be sterilized? Things
yeah.
like that.
Right.
We don't want to make them using it more than once. Hey, Jackson's a huge fan of TikTok, even though for years I told him to get on TikTok and he rolled his eyes at me.
It's because
I
they
know.
Had the world's worst ads. The world's worst ads. It was just teenagers lip syncing to each other, and it made me want to slap every teenager.
And now you realize.
And now I got on it, and I'm like, oh man, actually, most of it's not singing. Most of it's actually just really funny.
Well, YouTube is currently developing a rival short form video platform that they're calling Shorts. Shorts is the name.
As
of that.
In
Shorts.
Bart Simpson, eat my.
That's where I go to.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
sure.
I like the accent. I like to say it.
Shorts.
The feature will be built into YouTube already, into the app, linking to music that's already hosted by the streaming giant as well. So, Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat have been trying to kind of take on TikTok, mm-hmm. but YouTube seems to be like going directly
for the source.
Yeah.
Right for the jugular.
Will you check out Shorts?
I'll check it out. Because honestly, maybe they'll do it better. I was
What do you hate about it, though?
What do you mean?
What did, like you said, doing it better? Like, what do you hate about TikTok?
Well, I don't know. Oh. It's like, so Snapchat, a long time ago, was the first to develop stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were the first to have, if you wanted to go check someone's story, what they did for 24 hours, it was exclusively on Snapchat. And then everyone else implemented it, but somehow Instagram did it better.
Yeah.
So they added a ton of really cool features. One of the frustrating things is that I have a hard time finding a decent sound to use in my videos on TikTok. So maybe YouTube will have better access because they've had that library built for so long.
On Instagram, do you look at the Insta stories more or your feed more?
Stories.
Producer Danny.
Stories. Yeah.
Monroe.
I look at the feed.
You look at the feed?
I don't know how to do the stories. And the stories don't let you choose.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I don't know, like...
You can absolutely choose what you see.
Well, I don't know.
Here's why. I'll tell you why stories are so much better than the feed.
Uh-huh.
They're all chronological. And all I've wanted from Instagram since the dawn of time is a chronological timeline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if they
that's
did that,
true.
Then I'd probably go back to scrolling through. Let me decide what I want to see and what I don't. I'll unfollow people as needed.
And if you want to see some fun Instagram stories and feed, make sure you follow Mix on Instagram, which is at Mix1051Utah.
Solid segue.
Thank you. Jackson, how you doing with the fact that you don't have a phone right now?
I don't have a phone right now?
I thought your phone died and you haven't been able to charge it yet.
Oh, well, I have a charger here on my desk.
Oh, so you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, all right. I've been worried about you all morning long.
Look at that.
Oh, it's back. It's Taylor Swift eating
Taylor
a banana.
Taylor Swift eating a banana as my wallpaper.
That's what comes
Ow.
Up, huh? That'll
yeah,
haunt me.
But, so fun fact, it's Taylor Swift eating a banana, but then you open it up to my main home screen
don't.
And it's John eating a banana.
There it is.
My wife took that photo and then sent it
immediately to
me. Jackson.
Can I tell you, that was the first text I ever got from Jen.
Was it really?
Uh-huh. She was like, here you go. I was like, you know what? I already know who this is and I already love it.
Don't even need to ask who this is.
So embarrassing.
That's pretty funny.
So embarrassing. You ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah!
Yeah!
The vegetable that toddlers are most likely to eat is what?
Broccoli, little trees.
Broccoli, trees, because you're like a giant and eat the trees, or you dip it in cheese. Danny, what do you think?
I'm sorry.
Vegetable that toddlers are most likely to eat. She's looking, look, her birthday's tomorrow. She's planning it right now.
Yeah.
She's very busy.
Yeah, because I have so much to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was the question?
The vegetables toddlers are most likely to eat are this.
Peas.
Corn.
Ooh, peas. Carrots.
Carrots? No one has got it right yet.
No.
What?
Pumpkin.
Potatoes.
Oh.
No, that's not a veggie.
Those aren't vegetables.
Deep fried. If you deep fry it, it doesn't count as a vegetable
anymore. It's good.
I never said deep fried.
It's
I said
good.
A potato.
That's why it's not a vegetable.
I just said a potato.
You're just feeding your kids potatoes?
Yeah, mashed potatoes.
Why not?
You never, or cut up, you never do like a cut up and then put it in the oven with some like rosemary and some salt on there or something?
You feed your kids rosemary.
Oh, yeah.
You're they a monster.
It. Why they love
rosemary?
Rosemary
is terrible. Ugh. I hate rosemary.
My rosemary in my herb garden is doing so great.
It's
and now
gross.
You hurt her feelings.
Who do you
gross.
Think you are?
Rosemary.
Do you also hate cilantro?
I love cilantro. Cilantro's
really?
Legit, but I'm not feeding it to my kids.
Really? Why not?
Because they don't like it.
Welcome them to Flavortown.
Yeah.
They don't like Flavortown.
Teach
John,
your kids to
they
stop
like ketchup.
Being such basic eaters.
Yeah.
They like ketchup like normal kids.
I know. I wish my kids would eat ketchup. I'm always like, hey, you want to dip your food in ketchup? And they're like, no.
Are your kids not sauce
no.
kids?
They're not sauce kids. I don't understand how they be
monsters.
I'm a sauce kid.
Because John... you fed them rosemary.
That doesn't
like
make
an animal.
Any sense.
It doesn't
like
make
an
any
animal.
Sense.
It doesn't make
they
any
don't
sense.
Like ketchup.
I think
you made him eat rosemary.
You need to call a priest because any child that doesn't like sauce, that doesn't dip their nuggets in some kind of sauce, that's a demon.
I made dino nuggets as a snack yesterday because I'm eating now 12 times a day.
Uh-huh. And, we all are. Don't worry.
And I was like, hey, kids, you want like some ketchup to dip them in or barbecue sauce, ranch? No. We're just eating them plain. I'm like, you want to eat your
Why?
Dino nuggets plain?
Yeah.
They're just that good.
They, you know what, though?
I mean, they're pretty good.
You know
Danny
why?
Is right.
Because you killed all their taste buds with rosemary. They can't taste it anymore.
It's not anything.
You know,
demon. You monster. And you won't let your dog on the couch.
I felt bad for bullying her early.
earlier. Why? But now I feel much better about it.
You know why she gets bullied. Don't let her act like she's all innocent in all this.
Jackson, final thoughts.
Yeah, go check out the podcast. We still post on a podcast every day. So here's the thing, too, is a lot of people are like, oh, I wish I could still listen to you because I'm not, but I'm not in the car every day.
Yeah.
The podcast is the entire show, not just whatever bit you listen to on the way to work. And it's still live every single day. Not a lot of podcasts are still doing that. So go to your favorite podcast directory, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, whatever it is. Search for The Mixed Morning Fix and subscribe and tell all of your friends.
Producer Danny.
Yes, and also check out Tamia and Ondin on the podcast. They have their own episode. It's very enlightening.
The Dr. On was fascinating about COVID-19 today. Monroe, final thoughts.
Quit feeding your kids rosemary.
I swear. That's it. You know what?
Why would you turn it over to her? You knew where that was going.
I'm done. I'm staying out.
No one liked it. Like, you can't even chew it.
I'm not coming
tomorrow.
It's got, like,
hard in your mouth. It's like eating pine needles.
We're listening to the person who also burns their steak and puts ketchup on their steak.
Oh, my gosh. She likes a well-done steak. She likes to eat a hockey puck.
Yeah, exactly. So
covered in ketchup. Cat soup.
Let your dog on the couch.
I do let my dog on the couch. I lost that battle. You know that.
Yeah, you really regret letting that
dog
on the couch.
I do regret that one.
Probably ruined it. Listen, I just got new couches when I moved into my new place, and the cats have pretty much destroyed the cushions already.
Yeah.
Not from scratching or hair. They lay their fat, fuzzy bodies right down on top of the pillow, so it makes
that's what Buddy does.
Yes, and it makes the guts separate, so it doesn't ever sit the right way again.
Favorite place.
I'm like, you cats, but try telling three cats. You can tell one cat not to do something. You might even be able to tell two cats, but trying to wrangle three cats and trying to tell them what to do is next to impossible. The illusion of our authority has worn quite thin in their eyes. They don't really believe us anymore.
What do you call a naughty lamb dressed up as a skeleton for Halloween?
Well,
I don't know, John. Wow. What do you call a naughty lamb dressed as a skeleton for Halloween?
Bad to the bone.
Okay.
Dad joke!
I liked it.
I didn't think it was going to be that clean.
It was no fortune teller from yesterday.
Fortune teller.
Let's,
that's the best one. Best
let's
one.
Get to the stories that didn't make it on Monroe.
Okay, so 85% of us are now actively doing things to avoid getting sick, which is pretty great.
That's a good idea.
Good?
I know. I wish a lot of people would start doing this, but people have just kind of started this because for the first time ever, we're afraid of this virus. So. And how they're doing that, of course, they're avoiding crowds. That's probably the number one thing. But other things that we're doing, not touching certain things when we go out, which I saw a woman the other day at the gas station, and I was laughing so hard. So she was trying not to touch the handle of the gas station because she had to go in and pay, right? So she didn't want to touch the door as she had to go in. So then she was trying to just use her elbow. She was trying to be all smart and use her elbow.
Naturally.
And then it kept slipping. So then she'd go from her shoulder, all the way to her elbow to try to get it. I'm like, if you would just touch it and open it and then wash your hands, you wouldn't have it all up and down your side.
Because that's way worse.
I know.
It can live on your clothes for a long time.
Yeah, you're going to be okay if you touch it and then wash your hands afterwards.
Right.
That was made pretty clear by everyone.
I am looking forward to the day where we all start installing those foot grabs on every door. Have you ever seen those?
Oh, yeah,
I love
those. It's
a little plate on the bottom corner. You just grab it with your toe and swing it open.
Oh,
I want those
genius.
On every door.
I want those on my door.
And that makes everyday leg day also, which is fantastic.
Does it?
Doesn't it,
yeah.
though?
Okay.
Yeah. Because, look at the physique. John has gotten upper body since he started opening doors with his hands. Now he's got to move it down south.
Bowflex, baby. That's what this is right here.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
welcome to the gun show.
65% of people in this survey admitted that they now have better personal hygiene, like washing their hands.
Again, the most haunting thing of this whole was how we had to teach people how to wash their hands. I don't understand who wasn't, but a lot of people weren't.
No, there was a lot of people who weren't.
I know.
It's gross. People are also avoiding tourists and tourist spots. So people aren't going where a lot of people are traveling.
Well, nowadays you really can't. Yeah. Most of those places are shut down anyway.
Yeah. And then wearing face masks in public is actually up from... Only 12%, though.
Are you going to do it?
It was a month ago. Wear a face mask?
Yeah.
I ordered one.
Okay.
I ordered two. I ordered one for me and my husband. I figured, you know, if we're going to the grocery store and if that's what they ask us to do.
Mm-hmm. If they don't ask, will you end up doing it?
No, probably not.
Yeah. Jackson?
Yes, me neither.
Danny?
I don't like things on my face. I don't like... I can't wear a Halloween mask. I can't wear anything like that. I don't like things touching my face like that.
The only reason I would want one is so I know not to touch my face. Because there's something as a reminder.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I'm such a... Mm-hmm. I was watching the stream, and I noticed just how many times I touch my face a day.
All of us.
I do. That's all I do.
Yeah. My brows are itchy.
I know. Don't talk about it. It makes me think about how itchy my face is.
Hey, John, how itchy is your face?
I don't want to talk about it.
I just wanted to ask you real quick.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yes, please.
Here you go.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Name the band.
Peanut butter jelly.
I thought this was John Watkins' original.
It is. I wrote this song. The Peanut Butter Jelly Time song by the Buckwheat Boys.
Oh.
Made it back in 2014 on YouTube. Family Guy took it over. Became a big thing. Why am I playing it? Well, today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Woo!
Yeah! I'm sorry. Were you expecting applause?
Where's National Peanut Butter and Apples Day?
You don't like... You would choose peanut butter and apples over peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, I can't eat bread or jelly on my diet.
Are you on a new one? Is this a new thing?
I'm just taking out carbs again. Oh my God, it's the only thing that works.
You know how
she is. The only thing that works.
Girl, that's going to be terrible for your immune system. That's all I'm saying.
In 1901, I have the history of peanut butter and jelly for you.
Yes! Is that really what your story is?
Yeah, that's what my story
is. I thought you were kidding.
No.
I can't wait.
Yeah. In 1901, the first documented peanut butter and jelly sandwich happened in a Boston Cooking School magazine of culinary science. This home economist published a recipe for peanut butter and jelly. Before that, no one had ever heard of it before.
Really?
I know.
Huh.
And it was fine until 1968 when Smucker's finally released the Goober Grape, a pre-swirled peanut butter and jelly combination in a jar.
They released that back in 1968. Right? I thought that was a new invention.
So did I.
I was like, oh, that's smart.
Do you ever buy that kind?
No.
Me neither, because I want to be in charge of my ratio.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you gotta throw a little extra jelly on there and a little less peanut butter.
Well, yes.
You can't get the chunky peanut butter in those tubes.
Well, you don't need that.
Oh, the tubes, yeah, that's
true. Crunchy.
I'm a chunky, too. I know, Jackson's not.
You don't need
me
that.
Me neither. Mm-mm.
It wasn't until 1998 that Smucker's brought us the Uncrustables, which...
Single-handedly keeping your daughter alive.
Yes, it's like the only thing she'll eat.
Oh my gosh! Oh, yeah. I can't even tell you, like it, because they have them at Disneyland. Like you can
so
get.
Good.
Oh yeah.
When you go up and you're just like,
thank you. You're gonna feed my child.
Just,
they'll eat.
It's already made. I just had.
And then in 2007, peanut butter and jellies are a league-wide locker room staple in the NBA. Each team even has its own tradition. Warrior star Kevin Durant even sponsors a peanut butter and jelly inspired shoe design. The NBA loves their PB&J.
Oh, that's cool.
There you go.
That is super cool.
It kind of rhymed.
That's what I do.
NBA loves the PB&J.
That's what I do. I'm a scatter.
Are you hearing this?
I'm a scatter.
I got to answer this. So we got to say goodbye to our YouTube friends.
We love you.
Bye.